Myanmar's democratic leader Aung San Suu Kyi has visited Rohingya Muslim villages for the first time since a brutal army operation drove over 500,000 to neighbouring Bangladesh. She reportedly told them not to quarrel and that the government would help them. South Asia correspondent James Bennett has this report.
Myanmar television showed Aung San Suu Kyi surrounded by guards meeting people in Mongdor district, the most violence-ravaged part of northern Rakhine State. The visit was kept secret for security, her office said. She didn't address reporters, but according to monitors, told remaining residents to live peacefully, not quarrel, and said the government was there to help them. The Islamic Rohingya are reviled in majority Buddhist Myanmar, and finally venturing into their settlements sends a message that perhaps some sort of reconciliation may be possible. The military is beyond her control, but Suu Kyi, a Nobel Peace Prize winner, has faced stinging criticism for failing to condemn the security forces' so-called clearance operations in response to August attacks by Rohingya militants. The reprisal was so vicious and indiscriminate, the UN labelled it ethnic cleansing. While Myanmar rejects that, thousands of people have continued to flee to Bangladesh. It's not possible to verify the date, but a mobile phone clip released yesterday by the Burma Human Rights Network shows groups of Rohingya, including this woman, who says they're trapped at the border, unable to pay the necessary bribe to cross into Bangladesh.
Small children are starving, kids are dying with diarrhea, fever and vomiting. We have no money, that's why we've been here for 2 months. Those who had money crossed the border. We're in a very terrible situation.
Even on the other side of that border, in the Bangladeshi camps where more than 800,000 new and previously displaced Rohingya are stuck, it's little better. Save the Children nutritionist Nikki Connell says new data her organisation gathered shows 1 in 4 children are malnourished, and even adults are showing the effects of long-term deprivation.
That is something that's particularly shocking for me to see. It's normally the most vulnerable who would succumb to malnutrition, so children or the elderly. But we're definitely seeing cases of adult malnutrition here as well. And I think it really reflects a lack of basic service provision. The actors here are doing their best, but this crisis is escalating by the day.
And that's the reality. Despite the symbolism of yesterday's visit, this situation is still worsening. Aung San Suu Kyi has promised to allow documented Rohingya to return, but many question that commitment, given Myanmar has long denied the Rohingya citizenship. This is James Bennett reporting for AM.